daytime is 7 after the hour.
Oh, I like this. Like the guy whose feet are too
big for his bed. There are very few of us, no matter what your age, that are not familiar with this song, and more importantly, the movie, Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid, from which the movie music comes. You can, in fact, visualize Newman on a bike with married to,
yes,
Sam Elliott, Kate Catherine. Isn't that awful? I can't. Skinny.
Yeah.
Very pretty face.
Yeah. We all know.
Is it Ryan? Not Ryan.
No.
Anyway, you get the picture, literally and figuratively, from...
Catherine Ross.
Catherine Ross. Thank you, Richie. One of the great westerns. Never mind westerns. One of the great stories that was filmed, the movie and the story tell of the life of these two guys, more or less. And then now, along comes someone who questions the validity of the final scenes of the movie. If you remember, if you don't, let me just sort of paint this picture. The story of Butch Cassidy, one of the, I suppose you could use the word notorious, well-known, infamous, Old West outlaws, most people think, or thought, past tense, because now that's changing, that he was killed in that shootout of which the final scene of the movie depicts in Bolivia, the two of them, Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid, shooting it out with all of these, the gendarmes. So, is it possible that that final scene, in fact, did not depict what is true? Joining us now is Brent Ashworth, who owns B. Ashworth's, Inc. It's a bookstore, most exclusive dealer in rare manuscripts, books, arts, collectibles. He and his wife have had this store in Provo, Utah, for the last 5-6 years. And apparently, as a rare books collector, Richie, he has a manuscript with evidence that sort of blows up the old story about Butch Cassidy being blown up in Bolivia. Mr. Ashworth, thank you for joining us.
Sure.
This is very...
Good day coming on.
Story itself, let's go back to it. Did I leave out anything that was important in terms of the life of Butch Cassidy? I think most, even if you didn't know the story, after maybe hearing me tell a little of the story, hopefully people get a picture of what this guy is. Not unlike Jesse James, younger brother, all of the stories that were written, these dime novels that were written about these people, most of the stuff was made up. Apparently, there was more truth to the story of Butch Cassidy than there were many of the others that were written about, would you say, other than how he met his fate. Is that true or not?
I think that's true, yes. He ran the largest outlaw gang and the last in the history of the American West.
Yeah.
Had over 400 members of it at one time.
You imagine that? 400.
Yeah.
And, that's big business.
We're all familiar with the Fort Worth Five photograph, which was the one taken after the Winnemucca Bank robbery in Nevada, where he appears with Sundance and the news carver, Kid Curry. And they mailed that photograph back to the bank with a note from Butch saying, thanks for the contribution. Kind of a dumb move in a way, because the photo was sent throughout the world to all of the law enforcement agencies,
right,
and made it important for them to get out of the country. So that's when they had South America. And of course, a lot of people thought they died in a shootout down in San Vicente, Bolivia, 1908. But there's a lot of evidence, including this manuscript that was recently found, the Band of the Invincible, that Butch actually escaped, came back to the United States. His sister, Lulu Parker Pattinson, in her book, indicated that he visited the family as late as 1925 in Circleville, Utah.
So now you, as a rare books person, have the manuscript. Is that right?
That's correct.
How do you procure? How does somebody like you, even though well known in this area. How do you find something, or how do people find you with a rare manuscript like this?
Well, it was a bit of a fluke, but I was collecting Butch Cassidy material ever since I was a prosecutor down in Carbon County, Utah, in the town of Price, back in the 70s, when I met several old-timers that claimed to have known Butch both before and after his supposed demise in 1908, that he'd come back and visit with them. And I actually own the last two known letters of Butch Cassidy written in 1907, 1908.
What are those worth? Just out of curiosity, what's something like that worth on the open market?
I really don't know. There hasn't been a Butch Cassidy letter sold in many, many years, and I've had these for probably close to 20, 25.
Did you have to buy them, or did somebody give them to you?
No, I bought them.
That's so cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I was always fascinated by his story.
What I want to know is how it feels with any memorabilia like this, the older it is, or maybe the more interesting the story that's attached
to it,
to
history.
To own a piece like that, exactly, a piece of paper that has on it. I mean, I was kind of like talking to Chuck Berry once about writing the words to My Ding-a-ling on a napkin. I mean, it may not have the same significance, but it's still interesting to touch that napkin and think, okay, look what came out of that. Imagine touching this piece of paper that was held by somebody like, or anything, you know, any document by any famous person. It just seems almost eerie, doesn't it?
Well, that's the charm. That's why we do it.
That's why it's saleable. Right, there's market for it.
Sure.
So you got this manuscript called Bandit Invincible, written by a guy claiming to be William T. Phillips. But you actually think that it was Butch Cassidy because the information in there is really spot on, right?
Well, we now know that Phillips was actually a close associate of Butch Cassidy, and that he relates exactly what he learned from having been a close associate and an outlaw,
Phillips the machinist was an outlaw?
Yes. Uh-huh. Yeah. He was a machinist. He lived in Spokane, Washington, the last years of his life. Which is a real sister, Lula Parker Bettinson, said he lived in the Northwest. Later on, she told friends and others that he actually lived in Spokane.
Didn't Wyatt Earp go live up there someplace, too? Wasn't he... He died in 1929, if memory serves me correctly. Didn't he live up in the Northwest somewhere?
Well, he did for a while. He actually lived up in Alaska, went to the gold rush in Alaska. And then he died in Los Angeles later. Of course, he was Wyatt was known as, for who he was.
Right.
And was brought on movie sets and so on towards the end of his life.
Yeah, he wasn't an outlaw. It just is interesting that he lived in and sort of became... if there's any is normal, whatever that means. It appears that Butch Cassidy may have done the same thing.
It sure does.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So where is it in this book, in this manuscript, that makes you think that Butch Cassidy was alive after 1908?
Well, there's a lot of evidence of his earlier activities and things he did later. Phillips, for instance, was known to have... gone up after his machine business went under during the Great Depression of the 1930s. He was searching for some of the stashes from the earlier outlaw period up in the Bighorn Valley up in Wyoming.
And, his own stashes or stashes from others that had hidden money away and they either couldn't get back to it because they were captured or they couldn't remember
both.
Where it was?
Hmm. Probably both. Uh-huh. Yeah. He knew where he thought they were, but we don't believe he ever located them. He made at least two trips out there in the 1930s. Neither was successful, evidently.
Do you know where they are? Can we set up an expedition, you and me, and go out and find some of that stuff?
Well, I wish we could do that. That would be fun, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
I'm sure people be looking again as time goes on.
So he goes out looking for these things, and what about that? What about
well,
that tells you that he knew that Butch was alive?
His trips there were noted by others in their diaries and so on, and Of course, in the Bandit Invincible, he talks about some of the famous robberies and so on, and some are not so famous that Butch was involved with. Philip says he was not Butch, but someone very closely associated with him.
But there are some who think Phillips was Butch, right?
That's right. There are those that think that that he was. And but we now know, we now have evidence that that he was probably a cellmate by the name of William T. Wilcox, who changed his name to Phillips, and was very close to Butch. Butch lived up in the Spokane area, indeed, like his sister said. And the manuscript seems to verify.
When you say cellmates, how often was Butch Cassidy in jail, and where would he...
One time that we know of, and that was in the 1890s up in Wyoming Territorial Penitentiary in Laramie.
How did he get out?
He served his time, was released a little earlier by the governor, Governor Richards, He was not apologetic or anything like that, the governor. In fact, I think he made the point that this would be the last time he'd be in this kind of a situation again. And so he didn't go straight. That's when his longest string of holdups and so on of trains and banks took place was after his incarceration.
So we only have a minute or so left. If there were one defining piece of evidence that makes you think, without a doubt, that Butch Cassidy lived until 1930, whatever, 35, what would that be?
Well, I think this manuscript is probably it, and the statements of his sister that he'd come back to visit.
Yeah.
And some old-timers that I met and others did in the 70s, they were still around. Matt Warren, two daughters, a judge, a doctor down in the Price area that said he knew Butch before and after told me that. Unless people's memories are awful fuzzy, they all remember him both before and after his South American shootout.
Do you think?
Go ahead, Richie.
Do you think that the historical world in general will believe this, or do you think everybody will continue to believe he died in 1908 in Bolivia?
Well, I think people believe what they want to believe, but we at least have more evidence now.
It has some cachet to it.
Yeah.
So what about the Sundance Kid? Did he get knocked off in Bolivia?
Well, there's some question about whether he did or didn't. You know, there's various stories on him, too, and less corroborative information on his having come back.
Yeah.
So, we just don't know. Good
pretty
places.
Interesting stuff. Thank you for sharing.
And a place is even harder to find, the Catherine Ross character you mentioned at the beginning.
Yeah,
so,
right.
Yeah.
All right.
No.
Well, it's really interesting, and hopefully you'll be able to make some money on it. Maybe somebody will come up with a movie. Who knows? Bandit Invincible, the story of Butch Cassidy, dating to 1934, and the connection to William T. Phillips. Told by Brett Ashworth, who is a rare books dealer in Provo, Utah. Thank you, sir.
Like the way he got things done, sleeping on the job, those raindrops are...
Don't let summer be a bummer. Stop sunburn pain, poison ivy, and mosquito bite itch, and the burn of athlete's foot with just one Safol natural first aid product, Dermatol. Many GCN listeners have already discovered how effective Dermatol is as a natural, non-acidic way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many skin problems. Now this special offer. Buy one bottle of Dermatol, get one bottle free. Call 1-800-217-6677 and mention GCN. Dermatol is the must-have first aid product for your preparedness kit. Made in America by Americans, Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. And ask for the GCN Buy One, Get One Free Special. Or use coupon code GCN at checkout at DermatolUSA.com. Spelled DermatolUSA.com. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Great, great stuff this is. Our great gospel singers. And to think they would have a number one song out of a song like this was unconscionable.
Yeah.
But it was, oh, such a happy day when this song became number one. The Edwin Hawkins Singers, led by Mr. Hawkins, whose birthday is today. He is 68 years old. There's never a time when I hear this song that I don't get goosebumps.
Really?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's a cool song.
It's a wonderful song. Also, a happy birthday today to Rosalind Carter, who is the wife of Jimmy Carter, born this day 1927. Roman Polanski, the director's birthday, this day 1933. Happy birthday to Gail Fisher, who you may remember, you may not remember. She was the female side of Mannix, the TV show.
Oh, yeah.
Rafer Johnson, the track and field star, born this day 1935. We've been talking a lot about Robert Redford, whose birthday is today. He's 75. Actor Christopher Jones, born this day 1941. New York Jets running back Matt Snell, born this day 1941 as well, Richie. Comedian and actor Martin Mull. From Mary Hartman, Mary Hartman, he was in Roseanne, Take This Job and Shove It, Portrait of a White Marriage, which is actually pretty funny in History of White People in America, so his birthday is today. Barbara Harris from The Toys.
This is all you, Jackie.
This is very good stuff.
Classic.
Yep, it's a real classic.
Classic.
Classic, classic. Barbara Harris is 66 today. The Toys had the number one for 4 weeks in a row, the song. And it was 1968-69. Rich, you'll probably check that out. It's called the Lover's Concerto.
Lovers.
Lover's Concerto. Not quite a concerto, but, you know, the music, pop music at the time took a lot of license with various musical terms. This was one of them. All right, let's see here. Who we've got next? Joseph Marcel, who is Jeffrey on the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Now we're talking.
63. Yeah. Guys grew up with this.
Became the prince of a town called Bel-Air.
There we go. That's Will Smith there.
Yeah.
Next up, 1950 on this date. So he's 61 today. Dennis Elliott, the drummer for Foreigner. I want to know what love is.
Yep.
Waiting for a Girl Like You. Feels Like the First Time.
Big album. Big album.
Yep. Next is Ron Streichert, guitarist for Men at Work, Down Under, Who Can It Be Now, et cetera, et cetera. Comedian and actress Elaine Boozler, birthday is today. I don't know her. Anybody know her?
You would know her.
I know her. Okay. Actress Madeline Stowe, you would certainly know her if you saw her.
Beautiful.
Gangster Wars, yeah, good-looking lady. Edward Norton, the actor from Fight Club and
great movie.
He's a good actor, actually.
Yeah, he's very good.
The Italian job. 1969. Your favorite Christian Slater, also the state 1969, Reggie.
I love him. We got one of his commercials coming up in a few minutes.
Yeah, okay. Eric Schrody from Everlast, 42 today. I don't know anything about them.
It's a good band.
Don't know who this song is. Malcolm Jamal Warner was Theo on the Cosby Show. Hadn't done much since that, I don't think. He could live easily on the Royal
Show for a little while.
Oh, did he?
Malcolm, yeah.
41. Caitlin Olson, Deandra, and It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
That's a crazy show, man.
K-O. She's a
crazy, silly show.
38 today. Regine Cassange, is that how you pronounce her name, from Arcade Fire?
Close enough.
Plays, I don't know much about her, but willing to wish her a happy birthday. She's 34 today. It's 28 after on Good Day.
The winning word was Wakari, U-A-K-A-R-I.
What it's is a, that?
It's a South American monkey.
Tony Johnson, the winner of AARP's National Senior Spelling Bee.
Humorously enough, some of the articles on the Internet featured a picture of a Wakari, which happens to have a really red face. Some of the captions said, 58-year-old psychologist wins spelling bee. It almost implied that the picture of the monkey was me.
I'm Aileen Ellis. This is Primetime Focus.
They allow you only to omit capitalized words. Any other word in the dictionary is fair game. I just went through systematically from A to Z, underlining every word that I didn't know or was not sure about.
Tony links spellings with meanings.
Rigid, living, and tissue all have an I, lignin with an I. If they gave me that word and said, this refers to a substance that makes living tissue rigid, I knew it was spelled with an I. If they said it's an antioxidant, I knew it ended with an A.
Do you use the words that you know how to spell in common speech?
The really exotic words, no. I do use a lot of unusual words, probably, just because I love words. I try not to do it to show off.
Not me. I'm shameless. Tony, spell looker.
It has no vowels.
Mm-hmm.
You got me on that one.
L-L-W-C-H-W-R. It's a place, so it wouldn't come up in a spelling contest. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
Final round time. If two's company and three's a crowd, what's 207?
A bar mitzvah?
Correct. Opportunity never knocks twice. Why not?
It's got sore knuckles?
Correct.
Yes.
How fast does Netflix let you watch TV episodes and movies?
Instantly, through your game console or other devices.
Correct. Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Yeah.
Sir, put your shirt back on.
But I'm excited.
You're scaring the children.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Why is it so many people suffer from so many illnesses today? Why don't doctors know how to help you? Could it be that our doctors don't know how because there's a nutrition solution and they only know about drugs? Over 68 diseases are known to be connected to a deficiency of glutathione. The missing ingredient to increasing your body's production of glutathione is cysteine. Raising your glutathione production protects you from cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. Nature's richest source of cysteine is unheated whey. Heating can damage much of the cysteine. One World Whey is the first undamaged whey protein powder on the market. Using One World Whey may support optimal glutathione production unlike any other food or supplement you've ever taken. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
If you drive for a living, you don't get paid to stop or wait in line. Keep your wheels moving with PrePass. Bypass way stations. Fly by port of entry facilities. Stay moving at highway speed while the guy without PrePass waits in line. Save time, save money. Call 888-401-PASS to try PrePass free. That's 888-401-PASS.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com. For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Yes, another exciting moment in history. I think that's where we are right now. Moments to remember, moments that may be used to get you to the next point in your life. You got to move toward that success. It will not come to you. You have a golden opportunity today, as you did yesterday and the day before. Whether you squandered it or not, I don't know, but even if you didn't, even if you took advantage of it, today is a day for you to take more advantage of something that's pretty important. And what's important is that you understand your surroundings, understand that you are not alone, even though you may think you are alone. I don't want to sound morbid here at all.
It's been a tough day for you today, though.
I have been thinking in and out about Tony.
And former wife.
Right. And how one confronts one's reality. Even we all have to confront our reality. Some of us do it by accepting, okay, this is it. And I'm going to do the best that I can with the time that I have. I mean, when I was told that I had the makings of, I told my children this yesterday, I had not told them the story. As we got into this whole conversation about Tony and then talking about the diagnosis that I had from the brain scan that was done last winter on me that suggested that if I didn't do something that I would, in 7 to 10 years, have early onslaught dementia, which didn't, as you can imagine, didn't set with me too well.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not one who rolls over and says, oh, well, I guess that's my fate. I do believe in fate. I believe that there are no accidents. I believe, however, that part of the human condition is to either take what you have and work with it or to give in to it. I'm not much of a person. I don't give in to much. And that's just, it is who I am. And Tony and I have that in common. Tony has not given in to this over the 20 years that she's been facing it. But I can tell there's something different now. And I can tell it by listening to my children's voices as well. Mm-hmm. And I'm not there, so I haven't seen her, but I now am probably, I'm thinking about taking a hop, skip, and a jump out there for a day or two.
That'd be a bad idea. You know, we don't have a lot of time to waste, no matter who
we
are. No, so.
And interestingly enough, Jennifer, that's my philosophy in life.
Mm-hmm.
Depending on what you consider, you know, some people think, oh, you ought to relax. Fine, if that's what works for you, that's my whole thing about whatever your opportunities are. There are 365 days in the year. If you believe in any, whether it's astrology or whatever it is that defines how different we are from different places at different times, we have differences. And so that difference, the possibilities that we have in our lives are predicated somewhat by the families that we are born into, the places where we live. Those are all opportunities. And And in Tony's case, her opportunity, she came from South Carolina. Father was in the rug business, a lot of in Georgia and Carolinas, lots of fabric and rug business. And his, he was in the, actually got into the dye stuff business, was pretty successful. He wasn't great at communicating, and he lost that ability to communicate when he was in World War II and was a bombardier on 54 missions, I think, over Europe. And anybody who lived through that, I think I've told the story on the air how her father was the only one that survived in a plane that was shot up.
Yeah.
He had to fly the thing back and landed on the right, you know, he just about made it to the coast of England. And from what I've been able to gather, piecing the story together, he pretty much shut down after that, emotionally. And how many, I mean, you can make a general statement, how many men and women who have been involved in the theater of war anywhere and seen what they have seen and had to do what they had to do, lost their ability to communicate emotionally? How many people, how many millions of people do you think? We go back to World War I, World War II, any of the wars that we've been involved in, we now see real psychological trauma for those who are involved in the heat of Iraq and Afghanistan. So I can understand how this man shut down. And because he shut down when he married, the woman he married didn't understand that, and so she quickly started being unfaithful to him. And Tony saw all of this. And in fact, when her mother and father got divorced, when she was 15, she testified on behalf of her father, and her mother scarred her for life by shrieking at her, "You miserable little bitch, I will never speak to you again." And she never did.
Oh, my
gosh. Mother moved out. Wow. Never saw her mother again.
Crazy life.
Never talked to her mother again at 15. And you don't think that has an impact on your own emotions? So her ability to trust was always kind of shaky. And who knows? I didn't know. I'm a kid getting married. I was fascinated with her, her story, and who she was. And so, you know, and my mother just died. She's having to tell me now, 40 years later, she felt sorry for me. And that's why she married me.
Two geniuses at 22.
Well, she was a nun.
Oh, my God. Yeah, exactly.
Charity.
Yeah, right. So anyway, over the course of her life, she's had lots of stresses and lots of strains. And I'm a firm believer that that kind of stuff, unguarded or untreated, creates things in your body physically. Stress creates horrible things in your body. Some people can deal with it better than others, depending on your chemical makeup. But it is part of how you will mature. So the stresses create this stuff. And then how you deal with it afterwards. I can remember, I'm looking at the stairs that go upstairs to my second floor. From where I can, where I'm sitting in my studio, I can see those stairs. And I remember so vividly, she was still married to her second husband, and it was about this time of day when she walked into the house, because the kids were here. She'd been to the doctor the day before, and the doctor had told her that she had breast cancer. So she came here, sat down on the steps, told the children what was going on, and I remember my son's face. And at that point, 20 years ago, he would have been, he was a junior in high school, 17 years old. Megan was in her first year of, second year of Brown. I remember Megan had showed no emotion whatsoever, none. And to this day, outwardly, she doesn't show emotion about stuff like that. Brendan broke down instantly.
Yeah. That's, well, they have a really close relationship. Isn't that how it goes? Son, mother, and
Brendan
father, daughter.
Has taken extraordinary, this year that she's been there since she moved out there, they have been extraordinarily, I mean, they were always close. But, you know, I would take care of that. When I went out there last winter, I would take care of her in the daytime. Brendan take care of her at night, and Megan on the weekends and stuff. And she came back around wonderfully well, actually, when you consider. I think I've said how many times on the air when I went to see her in the hospital 3-4 days after she had her arm amputated, it was a whoa.
Mm.
You walk into that room and, ooh, you look at, and you just, you know, what do? You smile and hug her. And the first joke we made about it, wasn't there, there was a joke we had when she got her nails done. You know, she got a discount.
Half price.
But there was something else that I said. Remember on the air I said something. I don't remember what it was, but it was funny.
Yeah, she was joking about it right from the get-go.
She was. Yeah, that's
lending
always
you
been
a
her
hand or something
black
like that.
Humor. Tony has the most amazing sense of black humor that you could find. Anyway, so she's been through all of this, as so many more of you have found in your families, people who have gone through things like this, and you wonder, what is the reason? Why does it happen? How could it be? And we challenge ourselves with these, and
I'll tell you exactly why it is. How much have you appreciated, and the kids have appreciated, the last 20 years that she's been around since she first told you she had breast cancer?
Appreciated her or appreciated the circumstance?
You never took a day for granted from that day forward.
No, I don't. I never did anyway. But
right. What I'm saying is, you know, once you realize that you have bonus time with a person, you appreciate every single minute, every single day.
Mm-hmm.
As opposed to, you know.
And you know what, Richie, when we talk about, like Jennifer and I this morning started at the very beginning 4 hours ago talking. It's almost like you're blindsided. Today's the 18th of August.
Yeah.
My God.
Yeah.
I can remember when I came back, it was the 18th of April when I got back to the farm after the winter there and what we've done over the course of the summer. And when you start, it's Memorial Day and then it's 4th of July and it's Labor Day in 2.5 weeks. And then you get into Thanksgiving, and it's Christmas, and it's just like the cycle goes on and on. And the time goes so quickly. I was reminded of something earlier today, and I don't know whether we did it, was it on the air or something, that crossed here that I did 2 years ago. And I feel like I almost slapped myself. What? I did that 2 years ago? It's a memory that's warm still. A warm memory still in your mind, and yet it's 2 years that have passed. What are you doing with your moments? That's the thing. That's what Tony brings to the table, and that's what we all have. We have these moments. The great song, which was corny as hell, Richie never liked it, that I liked it, Magic Moments. Mm. There are four or five versions of that. But they really, those songs tell the story. The reference there is to a magic moment with somebody that you love. But, you know, and we have, all of us, moments. When you think about how irrelevant we really are, how important we think we are, and how irrelevant we really are, other than to those that really care about us, care for us, care with us, care about us, we're not irrelevant to them. But all of this hoopla that now we find ourselves confronted with, we listen to a lot of this blarney from these self-professed important people. I remember getting out of a limo once, and this so tells you how people think. A young girl, 13, 14 years of age, saw me get out of the limo, and she said to me, "Are you somebody important?" And that's a relative. Well, I am. I'm important to some people.
Yeah. Not to you.
It doesn't faze me who I am one way or the other. But it does faze people who care. And after all, what else is there? You can have a lot or you can have little. But if you don't have anybody, then you really are alone, alone, alone. And so as you walk through whatever doors, pregnant pause, whatever doors you walk through, you got to make sure to leave the door open behind you. I don't think there's any other way of looking at it, frankly. Maybe that's why. Maybe that's why my doors are always open. I never thought of that before.
You never close the door.
Never do. All right. I was about to do an ageless male commercial. I think I'll pass on that and let you push a button, Richie.
Are your cable rates rising? Tired of being pushed around by your provider? It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. Packages start at just $24.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish Network installed free. Plus your choice of HBO, Cinemax, or Stars free for 3 months. If you call in right now, Dish Network will also throw in free HD for life. PMG Dish, a Dish Network authorized retailer, is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-842-1870. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with a cable company anymore. At only $24.99 per month, they're practically giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-842-1870. That's 800-842-1870. Again, 800-842-1870. Limited time off for prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fees, auto pay, and paperless billing and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hey guys, let's face it. Prostate problems are no laughing matter. But the facts are that the older you get, the more likely it is you will have prostate problems. So if you're constantly waking up at night to go, or you can't sit through the game without feeling like you're gonna burst, then maybe it is time to do something. That's where the prostate formula from Real Health Laboratories comes in. For over 15 years, the prostate formula by Real Health Labs has been helping tens of thousands of men support normal prostate function and free urinary flow. This comprehensive formula captures the natural protective compounds and clinically studied ingredients that are known to help you maintain a healthy prostate and puts them to work for you. For a limited time, listeners of this radio station will receive a special offer by going to www.prostateformula.com. That's prostateformula.com. The Prostate Formula by Real Health is available at drugstores everywhere. Just look for the blue and white box. Sick and tired of being tired from getting up to go? Visit www.prostateformula.com to find out more.
I'm sure you're thinking, boy, I'd like to pay less for my car insurance, but switching seems like a lot of work. All the hassle and whatnot. Well, I'm here to tell you that is simply not the case. GEICO makes it so easy to switch and start saving money straight away, without getting buried in a ton of paperwork. You know, that actually happened to me once, literally. I was buried under my income taxes for 6 days. Haunting, really.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Ah, I feel good.
Yeah. Our poll today at DougStefan.com, celebrating the birthday of Robert Redford. Which of his movies is your favorite? The Sting, Butch Cassidy, The Way We Were, The Natural, Out of Africa. I like the political stuff that he did, frankly.
I like that newer one he did where he got killed in the line of duty.
Oh,
remember?
That was great, yeah.
What with was
Michelle,
that one? With
Michelle Phillips, yeah.
Yeah, Michelle Pfeiffer.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's Big Berkey Water Filters. Or call 877-99-BERKEY today. You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. And most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Snuffing out a school bomb plot that might have been worse than Columbine. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. Freedom High School, Tampa, Florida. The principal there, Chris Farkas, sent out a recorded phone call to all parents of students at the school. Here's part of that call.
I expect this arrest will draw significant media attention, but I wanted you to hear it from me.
Farkas referring to the arrest of a 17-year-old former student at the high school named Jared Kano, who had been expelled from the school. Police say they received a tip that Kano was plotting revenge and was going to put pipe bombs around the school. A journal was found that detailed a plan that Kano himself said would be more deadly than Columbine, targeting administrators and some students, and would be carried out next Tuesday. The superintendent of the school system, Mary Ellen Elia, said details of the alleged plot are very frightening.
Well, I think there's no doubt that this is a very scary situation for all of us.
A search of the teenager's apartment is said to have turned up bomb-making materials along with that journal of his plans. A key question so many parents and students at the high school are asking, is there anyone else involved?
We have been told that at this point there is no indication that other students are involved.
Jared Kano, now in police custody, he made his first appearance in court yesterday and will be formally arraigned early next month. As chilling as this story is, with our children starting to return to school, there is another story to tell from Joplin, Missouri, one of hope, strength, and determination. We'll have that for you next, but first, here's something else that will matter to you.
Coffee, please.
Phyllis, what's that spring in your step? Are you in love?
In love with Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotic Inserts. My feet feel fantastic.
What?
The Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotic Kiosk at Walmart. It measures and analyzes your feet, then recommends the custom fit orthotic that's best for you.
Sounds expensive.
No way. They're a great deal.
Hey, get that guy his coffee. I'm off to Walmart.
Go to Walmart.com and search Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotics for a kiosk nearest you. Savings versus other custom orthotics insert brands sold at retail.
If you're like me, you have personal belongings that you hold dear. Belongings you can't live without. It's precisely why GEICO makes it easy to get renter's insurance for a really low rate. Renters can protect all their personal belongings for as little as $12 a month. What belongings do I hold dear? This karaoke machine and my vinyl record collection. You fancy a tune? Nah, I shouldn't. All right then. Are you going to Scarborough Fair?
Visit GEICO.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
On Wall Street, a mixed day for the market, the Dow finishing 4 points higher yesterday to 11,410, S&P up a point, NASDAQ lost 12, oil prices up 95 cents a barrel to $87.60. Thousands of students returned to school yesterday in Joplin, Missouri, just 12 weeks after a deadly tornado ravaged the city. Officials moved quickly to make sure the new school year could start on time. 19 public schools in the city were damaged or completely destroyed by the twister. Many students attended classes in vacant department stores and warehouses that were converted into schools. Earlier this week, the governor of Missouri, Jay Nixon, marveled at how quickly the city had recovered.
What you have accomplished in the 85 days since then is astonishing.
far beyond what anyone would have thought possible.
It was an incredible scene at those schools yesterday, filled with tears and hugs. The EF-5 twister that tore through Joplin back on May 22nd killed 160 people and demolished nearly 8,000 homes and businesses. If you're taking a flight sometime soon, here's something that may put you a little more at ease. The TSA unveiling new airport body scanners they say will be less revealing. TSA officials say the automated target recognition technology only shows a generic body shape. The scanners are being installed at about 40 airports at a cost of over $2 million. And finally, we take you to the Illinois State Fair in Springfield, Illinois. This big state fair opened last Friday and runs through this Sunday. A whole lot to do at this or any state fair. You have parades, games, music, hog calling contests, food that oozes, and a whole lot more. And you occasionally have some surprises. Yesterday, at the Illinois State Fair, the president of Illinois' state senate made an appearance, John Cullerton. He grabbed the microphone, and away he went.
The governor told me to tell a joke to warm up the crowd.
Okay.
Michelle Bachmann won the Iowa straw poll.
Yikes. You can hear the reaction, but Senate President Cullerton was not discouraged.
So yesterday I was in Pike County, the Pike County Farm Bureau, and somebody brought me to a farm, and they played a practical joke on me. They taught me how to milk a bull. Turns out you're not supposed to milk bulls, you're supposed to milk cows. Took me 45 minutes.
Ah, that's enough. I'm not sure I like where that joke's headed. In any case, let's give Illinois State Senate President John Cullerton a rim shot for the effort. You know what they say about keeping the day job. I'm David Weiss. I don't need the rim shot. That's the news that matters.
On to round three. If a train leaves Spokane...
Schenectady by Saturday.
Correct. March comes before May. What's in my left pocket?
Half a mint and a rusty switchblade.
Correct.
Bam.
Who lets you watch TV episodes and movies instantly over the internet?
Ha ha! Netflix!
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
That is red!
I know. Can you put me down now?
Sorry.
I'm a hugger.
Plenty of attitude, but not heartless. This is